Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Apex Center. Pretty nice building here, huh?
Very nice indeed. It's very nice.
Got a little more of the tour. We're upstairs in the private studios, sitting down the returning Jared Gordon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. Another fight week. Are they all the same? And I always ask all of the fighters this. I mean, do you try to change it up or do you try to stay consistent? Or
I mean, as far as what I do physically, I guess I try to keep it the same if it's working, you know? But, you know, different locations, different cities, different countries sometimes, things obviously change. But, you know, I think I have it pretty down pat.
You've had a few of them.
Yeah, it's been quite a few. So, you know, it's, the feelings are the same, mostly. So, yeah, I would say they're pretty much the same.
Do you try to, I mean, you know your job is coming up Saturday in a couple of days. Do you try not to think about it? You know, it's going to get here when it gets here, or, you know, do you, you know, dwell on, you know, three more days, two more days? It's Christmas, it's summer vacation on Saturday.
Sometimes, yes. I you know, I'm like, all right, I got this much time left. And it's hard not to think about the task that's, you know, coming at you. But, you know, I do try to enjoy the moments and, you know, just worry about the now instead of worrying or thinking about the future, because that just brings on anxiety, sure. You know. So that's like been something that I've been doing a lot lately, is just trying to stay present, you know, Not have to just, oh my God, what's going to happen, you know, because that doesn't help.
Sure. So with that in mind, obviously with fighting Paddy at the weekend, co-main, Vegas, all of that kind of stuff, do you change how you approach a fight, because you are fighting a guy that is, you know, destined to be a superstar. In they maybe want him to be a superstar. They push him a lot. He's very loud. He's very popular. That kind of thing. Does that change how you approach a fight when you're fighting someone that you know where the crowd's going to be bouncing and jumping? Do you block it out? Do you focus, or do you actually embrace the fact and go, "Hey, I've come a long way. Look at where I am. I'm fighting in the co-main event. I'm one of the greatest fighters on the planet, and hey, this is my opportunity to show my skills." You know.
Yeah, outside of the cage, I embrace it.
Yeah.
Inside the cage, just another fight. Just another guy. I've fought guys that I believe are better than him on multiple occasions. So, and it's just, you know, why should I put him on a pedestal?
Yeah.
As far as him as a fighter? Mm-hmm. It's just another guy that's in my way. And it's not, I can't make it bigger than it has to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
I saw the video of, I don't know where it was, you went into a room, he was in the room, a bunch of people were in the room. You know, I've covered the UFC since number one, so I've been around a long time, and originally it was about sportsmanship, it was about competition, and it's tended to change over the past couple of years, and I want to thank you for the video. You know, it showed sportsmanship, you know, whether you like the guy or not, or, you know, it's your job, competition is on Saturday, so I liked watching it.
Yeah, you know, they were like, oh, Patty's up here, so you can't go into the... And I'm like, dude, I want to see the guy. Like, what do you mean? So I walked, you know, I was like kind of snuck around the security, and I went in there, and I was like, Patty, what's up? You know, and like, you know, he was sitting down and eating some grapes, and he was like, I think I, you know, caught him off guard a little bit. I don't think he was expecting me to barge in the room like that. But, you know, what's the difference?
Yeah.
We're going to fight Saturday. We're going to face off. We're going to see each other multiple times throughout the week. And we've had, like, some really good back and forth before anyways. Like, on Twitter and stuff, we were super respectful to each other. So, who cares? We're gonna be trying to punch each other in the face on Saturday. I might as well give you a pound right now, right? So, what's the difference?
No, I like I said, I enjoyed it because that's what it was. That's what this is supposed to be.
All right.
You know, it doesn't need to be the WWE stuff and the shenanigans and the stuff, which I don't really like.
Yeah, and the thing is we were just talking just before you came on. You understand this is the entertainment business. We're all in the entertainment business, probably above the fighting business, because the more entertaining you are, the more sponsors, the more money, the more pay-per-views, blah, 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 blah. However, this is a huge step up in class for Paddy Pimblett. We believe that it's a huge step up in class. And one, my only, I'm a fan of his, but my real issue with him is he has that, I'll take one to give one. Mm-hmm. And the higher you go in this business, the more dangerous that becomes. How do you see the fight playing out on Saturday night?
I think it's going to be the first couple of minutes action packed.
Yeah.
Not necessarily back and forth, but a lot of dynamic movements and, a fast pace. And then I'm going to break him. He's in the deep end of the pool with mm-hmm. me. There's no, he can't put his feet down and reach the bottom.
Yeah.
So.
How do you see that? How do you feel that? How do you know when that is? Because, fighters talk about it all the time. I felt. How do you do that?
Sometimes I just have to get my way in there. It might not be there as soon as the bell rings. But once I figure out some, his timing and the distance, I creep my way in there. And it's just a suffocating feeling, And I can't really explain it because I've never really felt it, but I am a pressure fighter, and I will come forward on you no matter what, and I'm going to be in his face, in his chest, and on the inside is where I do my best work. And then obviously with the wrestling, when I end up on top of him, it's going to be a long, long night for him.
What has changed from your first professional fight to the last one, since you haven't fought on this Saturday yet, and do you still like it and love it as much as you did then?
I believe that I love it more now. I'm the best fighter I've ever been. I'm healthier and stronger and more emotionally and spiritually fit. I didn't believe in God then. Now I do. So I have a lot more that backs me up. That's like the almighty power is God. So, and I feel like I know this has been my best stride, and look where I am right now. So, this sport, all it takes is one fight.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're a superstar overnight, or you get put into another really good spot or a good place. And, I've said it earlier, is the best example is Till and Masvidal. Mm-hmm.
Right.
The guy was on a 2-fight losing streak, I think. Mm-hmm. He was put in the main event. I'm sure people were like, why is this guy in the main event right now against Till? And then look what happened, Superstar.
Yeah. And if the result goes your way on Saturday, that's exactly where you'll be.
I know.
Because
that's what will happen Saturday night.
Can I ask you something? I'm trying to word this the correct way. You must be very, very proud of where you are right now. And the reason I say that is, for anyone that doesn't know your backstory, we won't go into that, but you've had a life, you've lived 10 lives already, and to get where you are now, and I implore people, go and look up the stories and how the earlier part of your life went to where you are now, co-maining against a superstar, to become a superstar yourself, and all of the things. You must be exceptionally... Do you ever allow yourself to go, I'm really proud of what I've achieved from where I've come from to where you are now?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Obviously. But I'm more grateful than I am proud of myself. And I give all the thanks to God. If you saw me 7 years ago, at this time 7 years ago, I couldn't wear short sleeve shirts.
Yeah.
I had track marks down my arms. Mm-hmm. I couldn't keep a needle out of my arm.
Yeah.
Now look where I am. So, and I didn't do that on my own. I needed to hand my will over to God to restore me to sanity.
Yeah.
And, not only did he make me whole again as, not addicted and struggling like that, but he brought me to where I am now. And I had to put in work. Faith without works is dead, right? I had to put in the work. You're not just going to magically appear in the co-main event of the UFC event. So, those gifts and talents and abilities and the health that I got back was given to me from God. So,
do you collect memorabilia? Fans get autographs, collect memorabilia. Do you collect anything?
I have some stuff, yeah. I do.
If you could get one thing, anything, mm-hmm. anything at all, what would be that one holy grail?
I was just looking at something recently, but I can't believe I forget what it was. Man.
We can come back.
We have my wife's father, who passed away, was a big martial artist. He owned a dojo. And he did many other things as well. But he had like an original Ken Shamrock, Hoist Gracie UFC poster that he had framed,
right.
And he had it hanging in his gym. And then he passed away, so I guess they took it off the wall, and she gave it to me. And it's like, it's awesome, man. And you know, Flash Gordon is my, you know, moniker. So I have a bunch of, I have a record signed by Freddie Mercury and the rest of,
amazing.
Cool. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I love stuff like that, man.
Well, I always ask my guests, because we know a lot of people and a lot of things, and there's been numerous times that I've been able to come through and get. But I asked an NFL player, I do a lot with the Bucks, and Leonard kept saying, I don't collect anything. I'm like, no, come on, Leonard, play the game. If there's anything, and he thought for a minute, and he goes, Jesus Christ sandals.
Wow, that's a good one.
And I'm like, that's a great one. I can't get that for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get you something, but it can't be
not
that.
On eBay, no.
Yeah, you no. Definitely don't see that. But I was just curious. You know, again, being in the sport, Ken's a friend of mine. I was just with Hoist 2 weeks ago because he now just moved to Sarasota. So
that's funny.
You know, when I hear these things, I'm always trying to pick up stuff for, you know, great guests that we have on the show.
Oh, cool, man. That's awesome. Thank you.
What finally, what can the fans expect, you know, when they either tune in or if they're in Las Vegas and they're at T-Mobile on Saturday?
I'm going to show the world just how good I am, and I don't mean to like sound so like corny and cliche, but that there is, you know, levels to this game, and you know, I am Patty's real UFC debut. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the UFC.
do you?
And be careful what you wish for, because he called me out first. So here it is.
Do you believe that fans don't know that about you? And I'm not trying to, you know, I've gotten to know you. You've been on the program numerous times. Do you think fans don't know that you're there?
I think some of them don't. Hardcore fans, I believe, know how good I am. My teammates, you know, they're like, they always tell me you're so underrated. You're so underrated. But I just, you know, this is my 12th UFC fight, and I've had some good performances. But I haven't had that like breakout fight yet.
Yeah.
For some reason. But it's funny, man, because when I first moved to Sanford, now Killcliffe, you know, I was talking to Henry Hooft, and I was like, you know, man, I gotta knock someone out. And he's like, you know, in his Dutch voice, Jared, we are building something. You know, get addicted to winning first, and then you will start knocking guys out. And I'm like, whatever, Henry, you know, but I believe he was right, man. You know, I moved down there and my career changed, and here I am. And this is the breakout fight.
Do you fish? Are you a fisherman?
I have fished saltwater and freshwater.
Well, what we want to do, since you are in South Florida, basically, we're in Central Florida.
Okay.
I want to get you over to the Tampa Bay area.
Let's go.
We have three different captains. So whether you want to go deep sea,
no
or do
way.
You want to go bow fishing, if you want to fish the lakes at Walt Disney World.
Man, I love bass fishing.
We will set that all up for you. Bow fishing, whatever. We will take care
bass
of that.
Fishing. See, deep sea, I went spear fishing recently with my cousin's husband, and it was me and my brother, and the boat was rocking. And for like 4 hours, I was like, oh, I'm in the ocean. I got a spear in my, it was, you know, deep sea fishing gets me. I got to wear what the Dramamine.
Yep.
So you don't get nauseous. But man, bass fishing, little jig, little worm.
We'll set it all up, and I'll even up it a little. You come to Tampa. My producer has a limo. The limo will take you around. The limo will be at your beck and call.
Oh, cool.
And we'll
awesome.
Set it all up. Take care of business on Saturday.
I will.
And then we will talk after. We're going to get your address again. We're going to send you another care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a new sponsor we picked up, Blue Smoke Salsa. Best salsa you've
no
ever
way.
Had.
No way. We love salsa.
We will hook you up with that as well.
Awesome.
Appreciate your time, Jared.
Thank you,
Let's
guys.
Go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the UFC Apex. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey. Hey, this is Michelle Smith from the United States Olympic gold medal winning softball team, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Duper from the Miami Dolphins. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Coming to you live from the Apex Center as we get ready for UFC 282.
Yeah. Do you ever forget the numbers? People say to me, which UFC event? And I go, it's like 253 or something. And then they go, no, 287. No, it's not. It's 280.
The only one I remember is UFC 11.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, that's the first one I attended. I covered the UFC from UFC 1. Sitting down with Billy Q. Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. What's up, guys?
Good to see you. You know, I don't see you in a year. And now I see you twice in 4 days.
I know. I saw you the other day in Orlando. It was great seeing you. And I've obviously talked to you many times in Tampa. So thanks for having me out here. Good to see you guys out here in Vegas.
Good to see you as well. Looking forward to Saturday. I wanted to ask, you know, and I don't want this to sound corny. You know, you've been in many fights. You know, you've gone the whole realm. What was it like sitting there Saturday at a sold out with the crowd and the emotion? It was electric, knowing you're fighting in a week. You know, it's one thing to know it, but to be in there and witness all that again.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Every UFC fight we go to, I feel like I'm still a fan. Just being there, being a part of UFC Orlando and watching it, it's you kind of get the chills a little bit watching people walk out. It's almost like you're doing it, you're visualizing it, and it's very motivating to, especially back-to-back weeks. I'm super happy that I went.
What's fight week like for you?
Fight week, it's a lot of thinking about food, thinking of all the food I'm going to eat on Friday. It's a lot of drinking water. It's a little bit of this media stuff, which is always good. And then it's kind of just getting my mind and my body right, and a lot of mental focus. We're all going to go to hot yoga later today. I can't wait to see. There's a couple guys on my team that have never done it before.
It's awesome. Yeah,
we always do it fight week. Yeah. So I can't wait to see them go do that out there. So it's going to be a good time.
Speaking of food, I don't really like to do it with fighters unless they bring it up. When's the pizza party in St. Pete? Oh, when are you guys all going to be back?
Yeah, whenever you guys want us. I love the pizza out there. It's a quick drive for us. It's about 30 minutes over the bridge. My dad's going to be in town next week. Remember, we had him out there making pizzas. So, yeah, anytime you guys want.
I guess it's next week when you...
All right, bring Bobby Q back out there. He loved it last time.
We will do it all. During fight week, and I always ask all of you fighters this, do you try not to think about you have a fist fight in 4 days? Or do you try to, Saturday, it's my work, I need to do this, I need to prepare mentally? Or is a break good, not thinking about it?
Yeah, I think it's a good mix. I think like when I'm doing this kind of stuff, of course we're gonna talk about it. I'm thinking about it.
Not on this show.
Yeah, you can talk about whatever you want here. But yeah, talking about it. There's definitely a lot of moments where I don't really want to think about it. Where we're just, especially when my whole family's gonna be in town, I'm gonna spend time with them. I don't even want to really talk about it. But then, of course, when we're hitting mitts, we're kind of talking about strategy. It's hard not to and to. Kind of break it down is pretty important, obviously.
All right, so even a bigger question, and we talk very little about what we're supposed to, and we goof off and have a good time. How many tables, and have you gone through the table yet?
Okay, so I've gone through one table. It was 2017, I believe. I had a torn ACL, and I was about to get surgery on it, so I figured, I'm like, it can't get any worse, right? So we're in Jacksonville. It was when the Bills ended their playoff drought of 15 years, maybe even more, maybe it was 17 years of they didn't go to the playoffs for that long. So we drove over to Jacksonville from Tampa, and I'm like, oh, I got to put someone through a table. So we're in the parking lot. We found the Bills parking lot, part of it, all the away fans, and it was all Bills fans. And then there was one guy with a Jaguars hat, and I'm like, oh, it's got to be him. So we had our own table, and I was like, hey, man, can I put you through this table? And he's like, no. And all the Bills fans around was like, let him do it. Come on, man. Like, don't be a pussy. And sure enough, he let me. I rock bottomed him through the table, and I ended up kind of hitting my own head, and I had a headache for the next hour, but it was worth it. It's a cool video. You can find it out there somewhere.
Is it your year this year?
I hope so, man. I don't want to jinx us, but I think so, man. I think we're the team to beat. We've had some games where we didn't look like the best team in the league, but the big games, like against Kansas City, we beat them. We beat some really big. I feel like when we have to show up, we showed up. But you know how the NFL is. It's all going to come down to who's playing the best during the playoff time. Hopefully, we get home field, which home field in Buffalo is kind of tough because it's going to be cold and we're a throwing offense.
It'll be played in Detroit.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right. Unfortunately, so. I'm hoping for the best. I don't want to jinx us, but we had high expectations, and I'm definitely going home either for a home playoff game, or if they do, knock on wood, make it to the Super Bowl, I'm going to try to make it out there for that too.
Did you watch that thing on Monday night?
What's that?
The Bucks game?
No, I didn't. I was in bed, but yeah, I heard that. I saw they had a crazy comeback. I saw Brady get a touchdown at the end.
First three quarters and 12 minutes of the fourth, they were awful.
Yeah.
And then they score 412 points in 3 minutes.
Wow. That's got to be a record, right?
Yeah, you would think. Yeah, you definitely would. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
Thoughts on my opponent. I've watched him. He's been in the UFC for a long time. He was a 155er for a while, so I thought my teammate Matt Frivola was going to end up fighting him eventually. I thought they were going to.
I've heard of him.
You might have seen him around. I thought they were going to get matched up at one point, so that's the only reason I've even, we watched him and, thought maybe he would fight him. I remember him from the Cowboy Cerrone situation where he was talking all this crap about Cowboy, and then Cowboy ended up beating him up pretty good. So I remember him from that, but I'm not overlooking him. He's a super tough opponent. He's been in the UFC for years. He's fought nothing but killers. And when they offered me the fight, I knew he was going to accept it because he's fought nothing but killers. So I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see him go from lightweight to featherweight and see what that how that ends up, but I'm expecting the best version of Alexander Hernandez, and I'm expecting him to be super dangerous.
Yeah. So listen, Saturday, with it being Vegas, and also having I know of several large groups of guys that will come over from Britain to come and watch Paddy, watch Darren Till. So when you watch a fight or when you're part of a fight in Britain, the atmosphere is kind of different to what it is in the US.
Yeah.
It's a lot more kind of raucous. You going into the arenas and having to focus on your fight, do you take a moment to really kind of go, this is awesome. Look at the size of the crowd. Look at the energy. Look at the noise and the singing and the dancing and all this kind of stuff. Or do you go, no, I can't listen to any of that. I can't embrace that I'm here. I just have to focus on what I'm doing. Because some people are very different, you know. I'm kind of curious to find out how you'd approach that.
I think my UFC debut, it was kind of like that mindset, like, oh, just dial in, just focus, you know, don't worry about the crowd or anything. I think now having the experience of already fighting, you know, Madison Square Garden last year, fighting in DC, fighting, you know, six UFC fights already, I think now I can let myself kind of embrace it a little bit more because I feel comfortable there now.
Yeah, of course.
If that makes sense. So yeah, I'm excited for it. I love the wild English fans. That's a wild atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of like the Irish when Conor was making his rounds. So yeah, I'm excited for it. I hope they get there early. I hope they're getting rowdy. I'm going to embrace all that, go out there, get a big finish and get the crowd going.
What can the fans expect to see when you get back in it on Saturday?
They can expect to see what I've been bringing. Nothing but excitement, nonstop action. They know the second the bell rings, I'm out there I got one job, and that's to take him out. That's to take him out before a decision is read. So yeah, they're going to expect excitement, expect high volume, a lot of pressure, and expect some violence. It's going to be a violent fight.
I would say thank you. Well, I am saying thank you for coming on the show. And then I would say that we'll mail you a package from 8 Man Strong. But
awesome.
I'm going to hand deliver it to you when we do this pizza thing.
I can't wait to get another pizza from you.
Torta pizza next week. Also, we'll send you a care package from Blue Smoke Salsa, the best salsa you've ever had. Trust me.
Can't wait to try
it. It's good stuff. Billy, always, man.
Thanks for having me. Great meeting you guys.
All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, more action from the UFC Apex. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cecil Fielder from Detroit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Ulmerton Road, Suite B, in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Vernon Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Apex as we get ready for UFC 282, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I've been looking forward to this next conversation, chat, for a long time for obvious reasons. Let's welcome to the program Chris Daukus. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
A lot of things. We've been talking off the air as well. And, you know, you can tell that I'm a little excited. I mean,
very excited. This is the most excited you've been since.
I normally don't get excited. I truly don't. But it's Philadelphia. You know,
it's not fights.
It's Philadelphia. So I want to tell you this story.
Okay.
So you were a policeman in Philadelphia.
Yes.
My grandfather retired as a Philadelphia police officer.
Okay.
And lived. Then moved down to Sarasota and lived with us in St. Pete. So the police, belligerent, is that what it's for? You know, that do the...
benevolent.
Yeah. Thanks for the word. The pensions.
Yeah.
So they would call. They would call to say hi to my grandfather every month.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't believe that he lived to 103.
That's wild.
And, you know, they had to send a check every month.
Yeah.
So they
checking to make sure he's still alive.
That's what it was. Yeah. You know, we
making
all.
Making sure that he's still alive and no one's collecting that check.
Right. That my mom and dad are not stealing the money.
Right.
Is Herman there? Yeah, he's in the room. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, give me a second.
I find it humorous. So whenever I talk to police, and more importantly, Philadelphia policemen, I'm like, this to me is just, you know, the funniest thing ever.
So listen, when, you know, when we realized that you were, you know, kind of coming in, you're. We like to kind of delve more into the story rather than give you the same, hey, how's training camp going?
Yeah.
And, you know, and,
how's the left knee?
We like to kind of just talk about you, and you've had, you know, you've lived, you know, five lives. You
yeah,
know?
It's a little weird to think about
you,
that,
but you really have. But and I think anyone that doesn't know your background, obviously being a police officer and all that kind of stuff, you should look into it because it's amazing now that you've had a full career as a police officer. Now you've now dedicated your life to being an elite mixed martial artist. Was it easier mentally for you to be a police officer and be a martial artist, you know, in your spare time, or is it now a lot easier just to focus on the actual job in hand?
It's a lot easier just to focus on this.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Just because of the whole, I have to be at work and then, you know, I have to figure out training camp, how I'm going to get to classes, and then family time, because these are two careers and I was barely seeing my wife. I would see my wife when, you know, she'd be going to bed. I'd be coming home from training and it'd be 9 and 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
She's, you know, going up, putting the kids down to sleep. And I'm like just getting home for the day.
Yeah.
And I got to rinse and repeat for the next 7 days or, you know, 8 weeks. So,
How long has it been now since you retired?
A full December will be a year.
Oh, year. Okay. Oh, I thought it was a couple of years. Okay.
No, December, full year.
Do you, and I'm sure you and your brother and, you know, do, but do you take as much pride of being a Philadelphian as obviously I do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I love being from Philadelphia. People ask, you know, I guess people have this stigma about people from Philadelphia.
Which we love.
Which is, I'm totally fine with it. Like, yeah, we throw batteries at Santa Claus. Like, I really don't care. Like, whatever you think, good or bad of Philadelphians, I'm fine with it.
Well, here's what I tell people when they talk about that.
Yeah.
They never threw batteries at Santa Claus.
Yeah,
it was a guy that was in the stands.
That's it.
Dressed as Santa.
Yeah.
He deserved it.
Yeah. I don't know. People don't get it.
See, where I come from, you would have gathered up the batteries and sold them.
And used them.
Yeah, that's it.
So here's another Philadelphia story that you may like. So I get out of the Navy in the mid-80s. I'm doing its baseball decathlon in St. Petersburg.
Okay.
And I hear this young guy telling these kids what he does for a living.
Okay.
And it was like finding out about Santa Claus. It was Dave Raymond,
okay,
who was the Philly Fanatic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean you're the Philly Fanatic? You're not the... It was like finding out, you know, and then hanging out with him in his room in between innings and stuff. So, yeah, the Philly Fanatic.
My son loves the Fanatic. Every time we go to the Phillies, he loses his mind every time he gets close to the Fanatic. So, it's the greatest thing in the world. I love the Fanatic. There's really no other mascot besides Gritty that they just introduced with the Flyers that comes close to the Fanatic.
The San Diego Chicken, they've always said, was close.
Stop.
I'm not saying. I mean...
Whoever says that needs to...
The Philly Fanatic is...
The Philly Fanatic and Gritty are their own entities. They should have their own shrines and everything already put up all over the city.
Well, Dave does have a shrine. He opened up the Mascot Hall of Fame.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, which is somewhere in the outskirts of Philly.
Okay, I got to check that out then. That's awesome.
He made a great living wearing that green costume.
Can you imagine driving a quad across the Phillies game, you know, dancing on top of the dugout, shooting people with hot dogs? Like, that would be a great job.
And the funny thing, and again, I know we're supposed to talk about the fight.
Yeah, of course. We're getting off topic.
So he was a football player. I think it was at Rutgers.
Okay.
And his dad was the coach.
Yeah.
And Bill Giles calls, you know, the football team and said, hey, we have this idea. Yeah. We want somebody to wear this costume and be a mascot. Yeah. And his older brother turned the job down.
Really?
He's like, no, I want to sell beer and hot dogs and watch the game.
Yeah, I don't want to be dancing around and doing all crazy shit with a costume on. Right.
Yeah, so Dave took the job, and he's pretty well off.
That's crazy.
You know, things were...
Funny how life changes.
Absolutely. Best cheesesteak, and then we'll get back to fights.
My best cheesesteak, Steve's. Steve's up in the Northeast. Steve's Prince of Steaks. I'll do either American without or Whiz without. I don't... You can, and if I'm getting like really crazy, it's a little crazy Saturday night. Give me both cheeses on there.
There you go.
Give me a little both, but then you got to do spicy fries and a root beer. That's my go-to right there.
You a Scrapple guy?
Oh yeah. I like Scrapple. Yeah.
I have no idea what you people are talking.
Well, see,
about.
You
Not
know,
a clue.
I'm giving this back to you because we had the Australian fighter on, and they were talking about the Vegemite sandwich, and I'm looking. I'm like, what?
I know what I've seen it from being on the internet. I know what like Vegemite is, but I always heard that it's disgusting. Like it's the worst thing.
Well, Scrapple.
Yeah.
I'm from.
I mean, it depends on how you cook it, but yeah.
I mean, I'm from Scotland, so we're the heart attack capital of the world. We fry everything. So we fry.
I'm fine with it.
We fry like chocolate bars. We fry pizza.
Go down to the Jersey Shore. They do the
same thing. Same level of cholesterol. Listen, there was one thing. I noticed your brother's behind you.
Yeah.
And how are you, pal? Listen.
And you guys are getting all the stuff, too. The Phillies jerseys, all this stuff. It's coming to y'all.
Growing up, you know, two fighting brothers, two elite-level fighters.
Yeah.
Big rivalries as you're growing up.
Oh, yeah. And he'd get me in trouble because he figured out, I forget what age it was, but, like, if my mom was in the kitchen... And if I did something earlier in the day, she'd be in the kitchen, and then he would literally just start screaming and crying. She would assume that I was beating his ass. She would come in, beat my ass, and then that was his way of getting back at me.
So I have like a list of things here, hoping that you would both be here. Who was the most annoying kid?
Well, you both said the same person.
Okay. So we know that. Best dresser.
Best dresser? I'll get it. He's got some style.
Counts winning here. Okay. Yeah. Best looking.
Oh, me, 100%.
He's disagreeing behind you. I'm just going to say, best cook.
Best cook? Kyle's better cook. Well, it depends on what kind of food you're looking for. If you're looking for healthy food, go to Kyle. If you're looking for barbecue, all the good shit, the pastas, come to me.
And just so you know, he said ship. He saw the ship on the back of the
ship.
Computer.
Yes, the ship.
And, you know, let's say grappling around as kids, who's going to win that fight?
Both, as kids?
Let's just say that you're both the same weight. Who's winning that fight?
As kids?
Yeah.
I would say me.
Right.
But now it's a little. I'll give it to him.
I think he took it well before you even.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So as you're talking about that, and I have an older brother, and we got in a fight when I was 19, and I still dislike him.
Okay.
And I mean it seriously. I'm not kidding. I mean.
No, really.
Yeah. We're. How do you do what you guys did and stay close? Because literally, my older brother and I are not close.
Really, we just treat it as a job. Whatever kind of problems that we may have outside the gym, stay outside the gym. If we have a problem inside the gym, we handle it in the gym. No one's really around. If he's got a problem with something that I did or I have a problem with something I did, we'll address it right then and there because that's the time and that's the type of individuals that we are. We're not type to let things boil over. If I have a problem with you, I'm going to tell you that I have a problem and we're going to solve it right then and there. It's either going to go one or two ways. And then generally it's worked out for us. And any kind of problems that we have at the gym stays at the gym. And once we leave, we're pretty much.
Is that hard to do? Now, my younger brother is like that. He runs a business. He fired his best friend and then they had dinner that night.
Yeah.
You know, business is business. Pleasure.
No, this is his pursuit of greatness. This is my pursuit of greatness. And we need to hold each other accountable. And if he's not, you know, doing what I think he needs to be doing, whether that's in his own fight camp or if I'm not doing what he thinks needs to be done for my fight game. He's going to hold me accountable. And, you know, that's why I think we're so, you know, where we're at in the UFC.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my question. Can you be critical of each other without, you know, annoying each other?
Absolutely.
I nearly swore on live radio there. I've never done it. So, but yeah, no, that's kind of intriguing that you can have that relationship. And that,
yeah.
Listen, you've got two elite level fighters. You should listen to each other. You know,
absolutely.
It's absolutely the way forward. You know?
I'm assuming it's a safe place to hang out at your house.
Absolutely. Yeah. 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 Just come hang out. You know, wherever we're there. It's probably the safest place in Philadelphia currently. It's probably where we live. So.
That's probably true. Your thoughts on your opponent. We'll talk about the fight for 30 seconds. Then we'll go back to shenanigans.
Extremely skilled. Packs a lot of power. Nothing I haven't seen before. Nothing that, you know, really... He's not going to reinvent the wheel with this fight. People are going to, you know, whether he was fighting me or someone else, people know what to expect with this guy.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
Does it matter, you know, records? Does it matter name of who you're fighting?
No.
Do you look at any of that stuff at
no.
all?
No, I really don't care about who I fight. As long as I win, really the UFC and people who are behind the scenes and the fans really can't say anything. As long as I keep winning, that's all that matters.
Okay. So we know you're going to win on Saturday.
Yeah.
Are the Eagles going to run this all the way through?
Absolutely.
Are they going to be
the Eagles?
In Phoenix?
Yes. The Eagles will run this all the way through to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Quote me. Time, date, stamp it, all that.
It was not that I want any of you guys to beat the crap out of me, but I was there when the Bucks eliminated them back in 2002.
Nice.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you know,
sure
then,
it was.
Then Rocky Balboa was there, you know, when they opened the new stadium.
Yeah.
If and I got to do this. And one weekend, I went to all four sporting events, as you can do in Philadelphia, and literally stay in the car and walk around.
Yeah.
If they're all playing, what one team would you go watch?
The Philadelphia Eagles, because I've never been to an Eagles game.
Really?
I've never been to an Eagles game. I've worked other games. I've been to the Phillies all the time, the Flyers, Sixers, everything. For whatever reason, just haven't been able to get my hands on Phillies tickets. So, yeah.
Well, I know I've got a job now.
Yeah, right, so, get some Phillies games.
Of the stack of everything else I'm sending you, I'm going to have
That's
to work
right.
on
Perfect.
On some Eagles. Chris, thank you very much for
of
your
course.
Time. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong.
Thank you.
We're going to send you a care package from Blue Smoke Salsa. I then have a box of Philadelphia Philly game-used spring training jerseys.
Perfect.
So give me all your sizes. I'm going to send them all to you.
Okay, thank you.
You know, Philadelphia blood, brother.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Have fun and
thank
enjoy
you.
Yourself on Saturday.
Will do.
Let's
thank
go
you.
Hit our final break of the afternoon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son.
Fireball.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Antonio Holmes of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Final segment.
Yeah, final segment.
Just flew flown through by. It. You know, five competitors for Saturday night.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned to you when you first got to the Apex, all little, you know, good stories, different stories. I really wanted to get Chris and Kyle on and get to know them because I attach to Philadelphia, even though Matt doesn't allow me to do that.
Yeah.
You know, anytime Philadelphia, you know, Philadelphia is known as a fight city, kind of like Vegas.
Of course.
So, yeah, he looks like a policeman, too. Gave off that little police.
It's great. But like you said, it's like we were saying to everybody that what's great about coming in and doing the show with you is that we don't just ask the same questions. It's very difficult for anyone that doesn't know, you know, how this event is. You know, downstairs and in rooms next door to us, there are MMA journalists, a sports journalist, there's print journalists, there's all sorts of, and they're all looking for that one thing, and they all ask the same questions. And that's, I understand that's their job,
right.
But it's sometimes really nice to go into the story behind the fighter, you know, and learn a little bit about them.
Here's the funniest part of that, which I have found. Is that when I don't ask some of those questions, they don't think I know MMA.
Yeah.
They don't think I'm an MMA, you know, journalist or talk show host or whatever. So then they'll start explaining something like how many minutes are in the round or, you know, so you got to try to let them know, no, I understand, but we don't want to talk that. The whole thing is, you know, even though I don't like that MMA has become WWE, we want to continue using the WWE storyline stuff. You know, get people to like or dislike a fighter so they'll tune in.
But it's very funny. Like when we were speaking with Jared about fighting someone like Paddy Pimblett, who's all over the internet. Mm-hmm. He's very good at selling himself. The UFC are very good at selling him. and have made him into this superstar in the making. And he really could go on to be one of the most famous athletes on the planet. But it's really kind of important to speak and hear someone like Jared's story. Now, if you're not a UFC fan or you're not necessarily as into it as maybe we are, it's really useful and really nice to find out the life that he had. You know, he had a terrible battle with drug addiction. I believe he actually died.
Yeah.
He died for 2 or 3 minutes and they brought him back. That's how much he was in the gutter. And to get to fighting Paddy on, you know, the T-Mobile Arena in Vegas on a UFC pay-per-view is pretty mind-blowing. And as a fan, I want to know that. And on Saturday when I'm at the fight, I want to speak to the people next to me and say, you know, you should know this guy's story. You know, this is amazing. And then like someone like Chris, who for days and days and days and weeks and weeks and weeks and years on end would put his life on the line to protect people as a police officer and then had the dedication to go and learn, get his black belt in jiu-jitsu and blah, blah, blah.
You know, and to walk away from the career that he had, you know, no, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of policemen, our nephew walked away from being a policeman.
Yeah.
Not to be a fighter.
Yeah.
Just to walk away from being a policeman because of the world that we live in now.
I get it.
But to walk away from a pension, you know, I talked about my grandfather's pension until he was 103.
Yeah.
You know, to walk away from that, you know, to chase another dream.
Yeah.
Big ups to him.
Yeah, and I love hearing that. I love hearing the story. That for me is half of the thing because that's what gets you involved. That's what gets you invested in a fighter. That's what gets you involved in whether you want them to win or lose. You know, I think it's very important in this day and age of social media and everything's under so much scrutiny, and everything gets seen, everything gets heard. I think it's a really nice thing to understand the stories behind the people that you're watching.
You know, and talking about Jared Gordon, you know, the fact that he could have gone the other way, you know, got clean, got sober, got all that.
Yeah.
But you know, been. I can't think of the word that I want to use, you know, bitter,
yeah.
You know, bitter about that, bitter that he had to go through all that.
Yeah.
And you don't see that, you don't sense that. And that's why it's important, you know, to me to spend the money and the time to come to Vegas and do these,
yeah.
You know, so that you can get to know these guys better than just when you see them fight.
Yeah.
And why you want to root against them or, you know, to be honest, and we've talked about Paddy before, that video of him going to that lady's house and saying, hey, do you have a bag? My dog, even though I didn't understand a damn word he said, I think that's what he was saying. you know, makes it different for me. Makes me want to watch the guy because he seems real, not like some other people that are blowing up and are not real.
I mean, and as we kind of said, I think we'd said off air that when you come from Liverpool, you know, the people don't get realer. You know, you said about, you know, having affection for Philly. Philly's a hard city, but it creates hard people, hard-minded people. But what usually comes with that is integrity. What usually comes with that is a real way of looking at life. And Liverpool's like that. So, you know, him and Darren are exactly the same. They both have that wonderful kind of humility mixed in with what we call gallusness in Scotland. But it's like, you know, with the swagger that goes with going, I'm from Liverpool. Right. And I imagine in the U.S., I'm from Philly is a bit of a badge of honor for a lot of people.
No, absolutely. You know? And like I said, Matt gives me a hard time because he says, even though I was born there, you're not from. No, I was born there.
Yeah.
And I do wear that.
Yeah.
You know, it's that shirt that I showed you that I'm going to get for Chris and his family. It's like, we know we're not liked and we like that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I have the demeanor. Before we talk a little bit about World Cup, because I don't want to end without you giving me a couple minutes of that. Vinyl Image has come on board with us as well. And they will be out at the Arts and Craft Expo this weekend at the Florida State Fairgrounds. I will be going straight from UFC 282 to a plane to the fairgrounds Sunday morning. So join me out there. It should be a lot of fun. Biggest surprise, Spain or Germany not getting in?
Oh, I think, you know, I'd probably say Germany. But, I mean, that was great. The only great thing about football, sorry, soccer. Well, I'm going to say football because I can't.
That commercial is great.
Which is that?
The commercial with Beckham and Peyton Manning. You've seen that,
no,
right?
No. I don't watch the television.
You have to see this. So Beckham is sitting in the living room. It appears to be Peyton Manning's house, and he's eating potato chips.
Right.
No, crisps. Is that what they're called?
Crisps.
Chips.
Crisps.
Crisps. Crisps.
Crisps.
So Peyton says, you know, you're watching soccer. No, it's football. They argue back and forth.
Right.
That's why that big chant was going on It's called soccer during the World Cup.
Right. Okay.
It's from that commercial.
Ah. Okay.
You need to see it. It's beautiful.
No, I've been watching the games. It's been an unusual World Cup, with it being in Qatar. You know, aside from the political issues, it's a strange place to put it because accessibility for a lot of fans. I'm not going to lie, the no beers in the stadium thing is a weird thing that we're not used to.
Which is true. But what I was told is there is beer in the suites.
Oh yes, 19. Yeah. I have a friend over there, and he spent $19,000 for a ticket to get into a suite for him and his brother. I mean, ridiculous. But listen, it's
FIFA knew what they were doing. They knew what
FIFA still is. And incredibly corrupt.
Yeah.
You think? Organized. Oh, 100%. There's a great Netflix show on it about at the moment about FIFA behind the scenes. And it's still the same thing. It's the people's game. You know, it's the most popular sport played on the planet. It's a great way of bringing, you know, look at you get the United States playing Iran, it's not that long ago that the countries are at war, and now you're playing friendly in a stadium and shaking hands with each other and being respectful of each other's cultures and blah, 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 blah. That's what football's great about. As a tournament, Morocco beating Spain is right up there, but Germany not getting through is, in football terms, that's pretty monstrous.
So my family, we started at this tradition. We started 4 years ago. So that meaning this is only the second time we've done it.
Yeah.
So there's eight of us, and we would do a pool.
Right.
And they did, because they knew that I wouldn't do it. We all have two picks. The first person out has to drink some awful crap, which everybody said mine would be a Sprite or whatever, because I don't want to drink. It's not that I can't. So a couple of us, including my older brother and myself, we strategically picked where other people were picking to win the World Cup.
Yeah.
So, you know, they took Brazil. They took France. A couple of us strategically picked two teams that were playing against each other.
Okay.
Which meant we were guaranteed
to get
into the next round.
I get you very
so cool. My younger brother had Spain.
Right.
Freak, he's out.
Yeah.
You know. I had England and whoever England played.
Played in the first round.
Right,
okay.
Right.
So yeah, okay.
So I got through. My brother, older brother had Netherlands in the US.
Right.
I wanted to take Netherlands.
I know what you mean. It's a funny one. You see that game and you know that it's I went to watch that game here in Vegas with some friends of ours to join the American Outlaws, which is the American soccer team's supporters club, and they have all the drums out, and it was great fun. It was a lot of fun. But you're sitting there, they're going, hey, do you think we can win? And I'm going, I'm hoping the U.S. can win because I live here and I love the U.S., but I'm going, the Holland are a very good team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no disgrace. However, one thing I will say is, one thing that is great about it is, with the World Cup coming here in 2026, the American team, for the very first time, are not reliant on one or two decent players that maybe play in Europe at a higher level.
Uh-huh.
You now have a team full of young guys that are playing very elite level football, but they're all in their early 20s. So this experience, mixed in now with 4 years' time when you're playing and you've got home advantage, and no one puts a show on like the U.S., I think the U.S. will do a lot of damage in the next World Cup based on the age of the team.
It's still difficult to accept where they were saying that.
Yeah.
Well, this is a building. We don't want to hear it's a building.
Yeah.
You know, we're tired of building. You know, we want to see you win something. Not even win the cup.
It's coming.
But move on.
It's coming. I think the next World Cup will be a very good one.
So's my weight cut. So, you know. It'll be a little quicker. Who do you think ends up in the finals and who do you think wins?
In the finals, I don't have the details in front of me as far as who can actually meet. Right. I've just got a funny feeling that Argentina are going to do something, even though they're actually not a very good team. I almost hope for Portugal versus Argentina just because it'll be the final chapter of the Ronaldo Messi
mess.
You know, this kind of challenge that they've always been to who's the greatest of all time. For me, it's neither one of those. So, but I think that would be really nice. I think if England can beat France on Saturday, I think England will win it because that would mean they would play Morocco in the next in the following round. And I think they would beat Morocco. And then in a one game situation, I don't think there's a better team in the tournament than England. But as a Scottish person, that's very difficult for me to say.
When we when we did this 4 years ago, you know, it was who could do the best pick and how we could do the best pick. So I asked a good friend of mine, Martin Gramatica, and in the Tampa Bay area, we know him very well. Played for the Tampa Bay Bucks, a soccer guy from Argentina. He's now the head coach of the indoor soccer league. He refused to do my video because I picked England. And I'm like, Argentina was gone. It's not like I hit. He goes, I will not mention any.
No, we can't. It's that we have a very well, Britain as a whole has a bit of a thing with Argentina and vice versa for obvious reasons back in the day, you know. So
we only have a minute or so left. What do you think? I don't know if you've looked at the whole card fights. What is there a fight or two that's sticking out?
I mean, to be honest with you, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for Darren Till at Duplessis. I think there's so much on the line. Dricus is on the way up. Darren has stagnated through injury and losses, but I think he's a genuine contender down the line. I think that could be an absolute war. Paddy, obviously, with Jared Gordon, I think he's kind of fascinating. And also the Bryce Mitchell Ilia Topuria fight. I think that's got everything. You know, someone's always got to go, you know. I think it's just a stacked card. And even the prelims and the early prelims. I mean, it's devastating the standard now.
Great, great stuff. Jimmy, thank you for coming in.
Bless you, mate.
I love coming out to Vegas mainly because I know you'll be here to co-host and handle the show. I want to thank all of our guests. I want to thank the UFC for their hospitality, letting us broadcast here again. Enjoy the fights on Saturday. For 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, this is and has been Knockout Radio. See you all next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.